Welcome to another episode of the Marriage Mentor Podcast with Eric and Jolene Engel, where Eric and Jolene answer marriage questions for believers, looking at the root of the problem instead of the symptom, always while applying God's wisdom and word for a Christ-centered marriage.
Hi, I'm Eric Engel with my wonderful wife, Jolene, with another episode of the Marriage Mentor. Dear Jolene, in the past I committed adultery. I never asked for forgiveness of this man's wife that I wronged and the family that was affected by my great sin. My husband does not want me to speak to this woman, but there has been a quiet urging in me all this year to call her. To this day, it appears that she has denied anything that has happened, and she will most definitely not respond well. But I feel motivated by humility and love to tell her I wronged her family and to ask for forgiveness. I have prayed about it, and there's nothing against it in Scripture, but yet my family is against me doing so. Do you have any thoughts on this matter?
I do. A couple things come to my mind. Well, praise God, A, that, you know, you knew that you've done something that wasn't pleasing to the Lord, and that you do have a heart of wanting to apologize to this woman. One thing I would say is when I look at what the Bible has to say about our sins, it talks about in James 5:16 that we're to confess our trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed, because it's the effective prayer of a righteous man that avails much. So your wanting to apologize to this woman is biblical. There's another portion in Matthew 5:23 that says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift, therefore, before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Forgiveness is huge. That is the gospel message in a nutshell. And I realize that your husband does not want you to do this, but a husband's headship does not trump God's word. I don't know if you got that clearly, listeners. Let me say it again, because I know a lot of your wives. A husband's headship does not trump God's word. You are God's gal first, your husband's gal second. Obey the scriptures. Now, what you could do in this instance is go to your husband and say, hey, I'm your gal, but I'm God's gal first. What I want to do, I want to be respectful of your wishes, but I want to honor my Lord. And instead of calling her, I'm just going to write a simple note. And if I were in your shoes, I would write is, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? And just mail it off and be done, and let her deal with the receiving end of it. And if she wants to pick up the phone and call and she wants something more, that ball is in her court. A movie that I watched not too long ago came to my mind in this instance, and it's called October Baby. Although it has nothing to do with adultery, the storyline was that of abortion and adoption. And I don't know if you've seen it, but the mama aborted what she thought was her baby. And I guess she had twins, if I can remember correctly. And the gal found out that her parents lied to her, that she was adopted. Long story short, this teenage gal goes and finds her birth mother, and her birth mother can't deal with seeing her. The guilt is too much, and she just can't deal with it. And the beauty of this story, as I'm telling it to you, is it is a true story. The child, who's now the teen, it broke her heart. And as I'm watching it, I'm an adopted child. And so that movie obviously made a profound impact on me. And as I was looking at it through the eyes of the biological mother, I had a different take on it. But anyways, the teen gal basically came back, and all she did was, on a piece of paper, she put a post-it note on her biological mom's desk, and it said, I forgive you. And the mom just wept. She just, you know, there was no communication between them. It was just, she just needed to hear that. And I would take that route if I were in your shoes, because it's a biblical route. It's on your heart. God put that on your heart. And I also believe that it is very respectful to your husband. Lord willing, his heart will be softened to what you want to do in pleasing your Savior, and that he will be respectful of your wishes. But if he's not, that's really his deal between him and God. So that's my thought on that. Do you have anything else to add, beloved?
Nope, you said it all.
Okay. Well, I'm Jolene, and I'm here with my husband, Eric, and we're at JoleneEngel.com.